Blog Talk Radio.
Good, wonderful evening. Sorry that it's taking so long, but I'm still making some changes. I put the wrong number in. I must take a number out, and let's do it right. I'll holler in a few seconds, so don't be angry. Just take your time and do the right thing. That's all I'm talking about. I know y'all understand it because we done all done something we didn't have no business. So let's talk about it in the 53rd. Right now, we just going to make these slight changes. So if you're reading what I'm reading, it'll be all right in a minute. That's all I'm saying is do the right thing. Yeah, I know you hear me, so let's talk about it later. It'll get greater later. Tonight's show is going to be an upsetting show to a whole lot of folk that know about the blues. I know y'all hear me. So let's get on with it. Let's get on with it. It's going to be Monday night show. This is just a lead-in show, I'm going to tell you. It's almost like a commentary. But you can take it like it's signed. I have some upset friends in the city of Dallas and the surrounding areas. And let me tell you about it because I'm pretty sure a lot of you old folk want to hear about it. So let me get on with it. I was talking to an upset guy today, and I'm pretty sure a lot of you all, the real blues singers, already know this. Because there's a whole lot of brothers that's kind of upset with blues music and music coming in from other parts of the country and other promoters and such. I'm not sure who's all into it, but I got to find out because I was asked this question. Y'all know the title of my show is Ask Uncle Billy. So, yeah. The question was asked, man, why are these people coming in and then ain't in? I sounded just like Bobby Patterson then. I wasn't even trying to. But I had to listen to Bobby go off today. He even told me to go on his Facebook. And Uncle Billy, check me out. I done had interviews and everything else. We got stuff on the radio and we got stuff we've been doing. And we don't get invited to some of these blues shows that's coming in. I said, well, Bobby, you know, sometimes you just have to do your own thing, you know. Like I used to tell them young boys, when them doctors and stuff be coming into your area to take care of folks and stuff, and you can't take care of them, you got to move over sometime. The thirst is there. We just not supplying it enough, you know. So, I'm gonna give you all a whole lot of information because that's all I got is information. I don't have no solutions right now, but I'm pretty sure together, as I always say, we gonna come up with some solutions because I'm pretty sure if we can get together real soon, Big Al, yeah, I'm coming. I've been reading your info. I know you're a friend of mine on Facebook, so I'm gonna ask you for some of these solutions. Big Al Wash, I'm coming. So if somebody hear about it before I do from Big Al Wash and some of the others that's promoting some of these shows and bringing in these blues festivals and things, let's sit down, let's talk about it, let's discuss it. We can try to come up with something because you know. Man, the thirst for the blues ain't really never fell down. The thing is, people just don't know. I know all my old blues friends is gone almost. You know, everybody I used to go out with is almost gone. But I told one of my best friends just a little earlier, golly, I understood. I said, well, I kind of understand it, you know. People at one time was getting feared to go to. I'm talking Bunton, y'all. So y'all gonna have to forgive me. Y'all gonna have to bear with me, cause man, this is a serious thing. I got some friends almost 50. She might be over 50, but I ain't gonna ask her. You know, gentlemen don't ask. I ain't no damn gentleman, but folks don't ask. You know, I'm from Bonton. Folks don't ask women their age, regardless, because y'all don't want to hear that. Y'all, so I ain't gonna get into that. I'm gonna stay in my lane. Okay, my lane is talking about bringing the blues back. Okay, we're going to talk. Let me read it up. Man, I got real excited. Every time I think about old Bobby, I could see him now standing up there. If y'all don't know Bobby, y'all can't vision this. But all of y'all that know Lil Anthony and the Imperial, raise your hand. See, that's how many folk I might know that might know Bobby. Okay. Y'all that don't know Lil Anthony and the Imperials, man, that man had a voice that was out of sight, so distinctive every time he sung. You know, Bobby was just like Johnny Taylor almost. When he sung, it'd be another 100 or so singers in the same area singing the same type of music, but you could tell Bobby. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm talking about, real stuff, you know? So anyhow, he was saying that not getting the god dog meat, the flavor at home as you get in Sweden and Germany and some of them other countries. You know what I'm talking about? You know, the taste ain't the same no more. You know, come home and ain't nobody knocking on your door. Ain't nobody saying nothing, you know. But you go to Sweden and Germany and England and Italy and all over the world, everybody's shouting about the blues. Well, I told him, I said, well, you know, a long time ago when Eric Clapton and B.B. King started playing together and folk realized that Eric Clapton sounded pretty good with B.B. King. Well, the folk hadn't seen him. And then all of a sudden they showed it on Channel 13. Because, you know, national TV wasn't ready for Eric Clapton and B.B. King. So they had to show it. They had to show it on PBS station. But anyhow, that's when the hell hit the fire. And I mean, you got some young, and I don't like to call people white, so I'm going to call them Caucasian at this point in time. I just call them brother, you know. That's the way I roll. Then you got, hey man, it used to be some bad brothers come through here, Blood of Blue. See, a lot of folk don't know one of the first guys that brought Top Cat Fish in here. Man, that dude loved the blues so much, might have been reading why he lost so much money, sold all his fish houses, whatever. I don't know. I'm not going to get into that. Like I told y'all, quit asking them kind of questions. I'm going to stay in my own lane. I know y'all was getting ready, so I just got that off the fire real quick. It ain't cooking. It ain't cooking, and that's just all it is. I'm going to stop right there on that, get back in my own lane. But you got a lot of Caucasian people that really love the blues. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You know, that's a great thing. But that ain't no reason for you to stop loving it, boo. That's all I'm saying. I don't really understand it, you know, because ain't nothing like a good blues show. I haven't been to some of the best of them. That's how I got to meet the folk I know. By staying in my own lane and being a young dude like I was, running around with them old men, them old heads, and learning different things, learning how to stay out of trouble, stay in my lane, that's how I made it here. That's what got me here. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm talking about. And so the direction of music is coming back. And as I'm trying to tell y'all, if we can get together, you know, we got Bonton Rising Radio coming up real quick. I mean, it's coming up so fast. We talking about doing some things and scheduling some things, talking about healthcare and everything else. Yeah. So Bonton Rising Radio is pushing in the direction of music. So as I'm saying now, we all get back in your lane. Get back in your lane. Listen with good sense. How about bringing the blues back? It's what I'm saying. Bunton Rising Radio is pushing in the direction of music. Listen to it Saturday night. You'll see what I'm talking about. Man, it's hidden. Young folk music is hidden. And all the messages that we send out through these musical realities, we seem to be getting back a whole host of folk that didn't know the blues almost started here on downtown Deep Ellum, y'all. We got enough history in itself, almost more than Bunton. Well, it really is, but, you know, let me stay in my own lane because I ain't going to never separate the two because it's all the same history, but it will split up. You know how folk do in the old days. Hold on 1 second. I got to bring you on the other end. Thank you. Would you call in on the call in line, please?
Oh, okay. You want me to call it back?
No, call in on the call in line, and I can talk with you. I can't talk with you and on the call in line at the same time.
Oh, well, okay then. I was just calling you back. I didn't know if you were down by
the house. You didn't live it. You didn't listen at my message.
I'm in the hot tub at the Holiday Inn right now.
I don't need to hear all of that. Cause you having fun. Call in on the call in line, please.
All right, let me holler at you.
Bye. Are you having fun somewhere else? You making my day go bad. I'm out of my lane. Now back in. On the Bunton Rising subject again, we're pushing in the direction of music because, as they said, music moves the savage beast. Well, how about a few brothers and sisters that need health care assistance, or all the children that's undernourished? Well, y'all, let's soothe some souls. More tonight on Bunton Rising Radio at 6 o'clock. Well, y'all got that part. Y'all got that part with a bang, and I'm going to tell y'all something else you got. You got music coming back. Of Uncle Billy's going back into the blues music arena with some friends, and we're going to upset some apple cart. Not really. We're going to, you know, what they say, one great apple can make a whole barrel of apples better. Well, Bunton Rising Radio is going to make the blues industry better back in Dallas. We going to try to form some kind of alliance. Remember this. Remember these words. See, these are key words and phrases. If you watch what Uncle Billy said, just like a TV show, I provide the vision, the idea, and everything, and we picture it together, and then you come in with yours, you know, from the outside. It's just like putting the whole team together. Just by the visionary attraction of what we're talking about. Y'all don't hear me, but it'll all come together just like a whole pot of stew. See, you mix all of this stuff together, and what you get is a delicious dinner. And what we are about to dinnerize, see the new words, they come together. Because what we are about to dinnerize is some type of blues show for old folk just like me. Yeah, I can stay in my own lane. I'm not like, hey, guru lady, I'm sorry, how you doing?
Oh, yeah. I'm doing fabulous. I'm just fabulous.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later. Let me finish with this satirization of the blues industry. I was talking to one of my brothers today, old Bobby Patterson, and he's truly upset about this blues festival that's coming up in February, I think it's going to be Valentine's Day show. Anyhow, my brother is really upset. So I'm going to try a little later in about 10 minutes or so to call my brother-in-law and see if he has the same problem. He's Jimmy the Preacher Ellis. And so, you know, those are old blues legends in this town that by some factor, for lack of a better word, neither one of them was invited to the blues festival. I don't think. Well, I'm going to make sure when I call Jimmy Richard Ellis. But I know Bobby wasn't invited, and he was totally upset. He was almost out of church. If he'd have been able to stay in, he had a function to go to tonight, so he couldn't stay with me and do his show. But I do have an excerpt from an interview he did a while back, along with some of his music endowments. He's a great artist. So if you don't know the blues, you probably don't know Bobby Patterson. But he's one of our great legends. Been here for a while. He'll be 72 in a couple of days, 71, 72, something like that. He's old. He's older than I am. So that means he's almost older than dirt. But anyhow, let me get back in my life. So I start talking about age, I kind of get out of church. So it's an upsetting thing to, you know, go to Switzerland, go to France, go to England, and be loved and paid good and overpowered by people that love the blues. But when you get back home, it's just like you're one of the soldiers from Vietnam or something like that. They overlook you. They don't even ask you any questions. They don't, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, it's like you're a parent and you work hard all day and to get the kids all they want, all they need, and when you get home, no one says, hello, how was your day, mama, and all that kind of good stuff. So you feel kind of neglected and overlooked. You know what I'm talking about? You know, you ever been in that situation, you know, as a, you know, folk, you know, usually are, when they go home and ain't nobody there, you know, and they don't get no real good feeling about what's going on because ain't nobody talking to them. Well, that's the way that is, and the whole industry is like that, and it's been talked about a long while. But guess what? Nobody did about it. So what Uncle Billy is going to do to start solving some of these problems, I'm going to reach out on a limb. I'm going to go over to one of my other brother's places. I just don't know when. I'm going to have to shock the world because I don't want everybody to meet me there at the same time. But one of my other brothers, O.R.L. Griffin, has a club on the corner of Meadow and Grand. One of the oldest clubs, blues.
Get back in there. I'm ready. I'm being by
the Blues
eight.
Palace. It's the Blues Palace, R.L.'s Blues Palace. I'm going to venture over into that arena one evening, and I'm going to have a great time. And I'll have something to talk about later on the air, after I enjoy myself to the utmost. I have to be back in by 12 o'clock. So I definitely won't be out until 2. So, but I'm going to go over and I'm going to ask some questions and we're going to try to find out some information, a little bit more about the blues, because R.L. is one of our current great playing artists, and I've been to his establishment before. Pretty sure I'm going to enjoy myself there again. So, real soon, Uncle Billy is going to be giving a radio show from the Blues Palace. Don't know when. Guess with me, and you might see me. Miss, and you will miss me because I'm pretty sure I can't do it too often. I am of the elder character. I get back to the facts on that later. That's another show. But the Guru lady is in, and I'm sure she's having a great and wonderful time. Let's see what kind of news she has for South Dallas Horizons today. Guru lady, it's your table.
Hey, Uncle Billy, how you doing? What's going on out there?
I don't
want to
hear about it. I'm okay. I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. I was just thinking about that election coming up and everything, but other than that, South Dallas has been nice and sunny and with a little bit of chill to it.
Yeah, well, we have a tidbit of information that's going to go out as soon as I can make it possible. My computer is sticking a little bit. You know, I'm old, and it's old, too. So so I'm going to be getting out. We do have a letter of encouragement for the voters going out real soon.
Oh,
and
really?
I have to make a few changes in it. Wish when I see you again, we can do that.
Okay.
But, you know, your visits are far and in between since you found out about them hot tubs and stuff.
Well, you know, everybody deserves a little recreation sometimes. And when you have people that say, hey, you need a break. You know, some people have good friends like that that'll say, hey, you need a break. I need you to come and just sit in and relax yourself because you've been under a lot of stress. You've been going through a lot of, like my homegirl say, I got you. But a lot of people go way, way back. And I tell you, not just getting too personal, but we go back to a time when things in South Dallas was real, real, real negative out there on them streets. My friend was in that type of lifestyle real deep. I knew about that lifestyle myself. We had to even get down and dirty with the truth about even just the reality of what was going on with both of us, so to speak. But basically, I was in a position where I was working 2-3 jobs, but I was I had another side that I was kind of like a what they call it, Jekyll and Hyde type of feature. But I didn't let everybody see, you know, the Jekyll or whatever, the Hyde, whoever the bad one was. But at any rate, we just coming together and, you know, talking about those 20 years ago, and we're older persons doing different things, going through our different situations, and, you know, friends just come back from Nebraska, up in Fort Worth, doing some cases with a forensic scientist that we all used to work with him, and now we just, I'm just coming back with the gang, so to speak, in a different dimension, and understanding I'm not where I was, but I tell you one thing, I'm happy about a whole lot of advancements in my life, and definitely some of the things that I've had to learn, even though a lot of those things seem real terrible at a certain time. I'm at a position now to where I can look down that hill instead of right in front of me or right behind me. I'm looking down the hill because I'm a little bit farther up than what I actually thought I was. So, you know, just with that, just letting everybody out there know that that's part of what Uncle Billy's talking about, getting some of those. And you speak about it so much about things that you went through that would detrimental to your health, detrimental to your mentality, and that's where I'm coming from right now, just saying, hey, we can overcome in that matter, too. Everybody think about it. It's just overcoming financially, but it's also overcoming mentally, and also just having a peace of mind in your life. And that's what I'm doing right now while you're talking about the hot tub. We're just sitting up here and with peace of mind. You know how they have on TV, they call it two broke girls. Well, we ain't broke, but we're just two black girls in the hot tub chilling and talking about those things that happened and what we say, Uncle Billy, what it was, what it is and what it will be, and just doing it like that, I can't get in there myself. I don't do hot tubs, so I'm just putting my feet in there. You know? It took me a long time to even put my feet in there. But my sister, she over here, she in heaven, because this is how she do it all the time. She just let me know, girl, you ain't really living, but hey, I'm okay with that.
Well, see, that's a great thing.
I'm
see,
okay
it's all about growth. It's all about growth. The rebirth and the growth of the mentality is where it's at, because that's where it starts. In order to begin redeveloping, you have to start mentally first, because to see some of the mistakes that might have not been all mistakes in your past brings about a rebirth toward what I can do for the future. And so it's a brightening gap. It's a brightening gap between where you were and where you know you can be. See, people don't hear that. People don't see that because, like I was saying, that it's almost like a vision quest thing. It's a lot of people want to study the minds of people like you and I simply because of the thresholds in space that we've encountered. You know, we've been to places that they can only misconceive on a regular basis because they haven't been there, you know. And you can only write about and think about things you've encountered, things you've done. But by them not doing it, they can only say, well, hell, let's study them. Because they changed. You know, that's a, you know, that's a theory in itself. You know, can it be done? Can it? Yeah, it can be done. We did it. So, you know, we make one step beyond, you know, those type of moves. So I'm proud of you, and I really appreciate you being able to tell me from the hot tub how your day is going, because, as I said, getting back to the other lane, getting back to my lane, we were talking about bringing some music back to South Dallas, and I wanted to know, what's your thoughts about the blues? Have you ever, I know spirituality is great in your home and in your mindset and everything, but we've never discussed music and the likes. You know, I'm a gospel man myself now, mostly. But in my day, I didn't miss a blues show. You know, from B.B. King, Bobby Bland, Lil Milton, Johnny Taylor. We used to call him Lil Johnny Taylor all the time because he was a demure, you know, short of stature person. You know, that's what I'm talking about. But, you know, friends, like friends, you know, especially when they saw me and I was short as they were, they liked that, you know. Ooh, somebody I didn't really talk to. Somebody really know how I feel, so I got along with folks like that on a real good basis, you know. Male waiters, I'm AD deceased. Bobby Patterson talked about him today. I mean, he was just really upset. Bobby Patterson went on a tirade, and it got me all excited. So what I'm talking about is if you feel pretty good about the blues, I would like to invite you and, you know, maybe a friend. You know, I got to watch my pennies. Over to R.L. Griffiths one night. I'm going to give him a call and see when I can go by. I can't put no date on it yet because, you know, time is very important with old folk. Well, you don't know that yet. You're not old, but once you get here, you'll know what I'm talking about. But I would like to invite you to go with me one night. I just can't say right now when, because, you know, the blues is going to be a very important thing. In about 10 minutes, I'm going to call. Oh, my 10 minutes is up. I'm going to call Jimmy Ellis and see if he is available to take his brother-in-law on a tour one night or go with me. And you know what I'm saying? Just get some of these blues folk together in a blues situation and ask them, why do y'all sing the blues? And tell these young folk what the blues is all about, because you know something? And this is going to be theoretical to a whole lot of folk, but I've lived it because way, way back in the day, there were some blues players that was down on the corner, right where you used to like to be, Miss Guru Lady, on the corner of Hastings and Malcolm X. I'm going to call it Malcolm X at the time. I think it was still Oakland. I'm not sure. You know, that was kind of hazy for me. I'm an old man. Plus, I was kind of woozy at the time. You know, I drank Seagram gin back then because it wasn't no sin. And didn't use no juices either. That got in the way. There was a day. But anyhow, back to my lane, back to my lane. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to see about going on a blues excursion over to R.L. Blues Palace on the corner of Meadow and Grand.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, okay.
Can you hear me? Yeah.
I just said it then.
Yeah. I'm going to have to catch up with you on the other end. But R.E.L.'s Blues Palace is going to be one of our brand new stomping grounds for the time being, because we're going to find out if music is going to help us get deeper into the community from the old folk. And then, you know, our Friday night shows is hip-hop music. We're going to try to find the outlet for some of our hip-hop musicians, and I have a young guy that's looking into that for me. I'm going to be calling and checking that out. But right now, staying in my own lane today, because the show is going to be on for another 30 minutes or so, and we're going to continue to talk about the blues. But first of all, what I was asking was, do you like the blues? Are you on?
I sure am.
Yes, well, do you like the blues?
I love the blues. I like all kinds of music. I like reggae.
Well, okay.
I like blues.
Okay.
I like R&B.
I'm going to try and get with some of my old friends, like I said, Andy Johnson, Jimmy the Preacher Ellis, Bobby Patterson. Bobby Patterson going to be on my show next Monday night. I'm going to bring up some of Bobby's little information real quick and see if I can play it. And he's going to be on the show Monday night. And I'm going to see if we can go to R.L. Griffin's one night. And
Blues Palace.
Yeah. R.L. is one of the lead blues people in this part.
Well, that'll be a good place to do a kickoff at R.L.
That's exactly what I'm saying. So you missed a lot of it when our phones wasn't connected a minute ago.
Well, see, that's what I'm doing now. I'm getting prepared to get out of the area where I am and move around. So I'll get ready to kind of be quiet for a minute.
Well, see, what I'm trying to do is, Bobby got a couple of shows coming up in Allen and some of the near surrounding areas. These are the blues from Spanish spoken stuff.
All right.
On Thursday, February 11th at 7:30 in the evening, the group will take you on a musical journey into the exciting and enchanting musical style of mariachi. Don't miss out on this amazing evening with the all-female group Mariachi Rosa Sevina. Learn more about this show at allenlibrary.org.
Yeah, well, see, Bobby had a couple of things coming up. And so he couldn't actually be on tonight. So what he had suggested was, Billy, you can go to my Facebook page. I got a new song.
Thank you.
Find yourself a good woman. This is Bobby Patterson. This
take as kind as you can. Stop running around. Or you might be with another man.
In a couple of weeks, Bobby will be 72 years old.
I don't know how it feels. I don't know how it feels. To see a good thing. Right,
is it coming through loud and clear, Miss Guru?
When I was a young man,
Miss Guru,
I'm listening.
It coming through loud and clear?
It's coming through loud and clear, Uncle Billy.
And it soon she ran away. You see, I know how it feels. Your good thing slip right through your hands. Sometimes I wonder if I'll ever fall in love again. She might come back. She might come back and ease the pain. Yeah. But if she don't, guess I'll have to find me another. This time I'll feel right and give up those silly games. Hey, hey. I woke up this morning. She said I was only man. But you know it's just a dream. It was only a dream. You see what I did? I had a good thing. I had a good thing. I had a good thing. Live right through my hands.
Now, see, that's Bobby Patterson. That's Bobby Patterson.
All right. I like that.
And see, the big thing is, he let a good thing slip right through his hand. And the big thing is that we got a caller in, and I got to try to find out who this caller is, because that sounded good to me. Hello.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Uncle Bill.
Hey, Tracy. Did you hear that Bobby Patterson music?
Yeah, I was listening to him. Yes, sir, I was listening to him.
Yeah, well, Bobby is really upset about this blues festival that you made me aware of again. I really want to thank you, Miss Tracy Wynn, my favorite right niece from Oak Cliff, Texas, but I'm going to be needing the assistance of all of y'all. Tracy, on the line already is Miss Guru Lady in South Dallas. She's just like you and your sisters were to me when things were younger back in the day, and she's been a great asset to my repertoire of friends. And Miss Guru Lady, this is Tracy Wynn, one of my favorite right nieces. I've been knowing her since she was a little child. She adopted me as her uncle many, many years ago, and we've been running together ever since. And
yeah.
Tracy, yeah.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm fine. Good to hear you calling in, supporting Uncle Billy.
Oh, yeah, I got
all
to support my Uncle Billy.
Yeah, well, let's get back into the lane of where we're going with this. We're going to talk about this tonight, tomorrow night, and Saturday night. I'm going to be on air again with the vehemence of Madman, because my friends are angry soul music is coming in, blues music is coming in. The Blues Festival in its almost 20th year or so, might be longer than that, is coming in, but none of the regulars, none of the homeboys are getting invited. So what we're going to do is try to set up a myriad of blues shows and festivals to where we can almost get our own museum over here in South Dallas. We're going to do something that's different. We might even be able to use, and I'm just throwing this out hypothetical because one of my friends is retiring in a couple of months, might even be next month, you know, from the South Dallas Cultural Center, which has a location where music is played all the time. They've been doing jazz shows and everything. We might be able to get some blues shows put in there. Y'all don't hear me? Y'all don't hear me? But if enough of us come together, guess what? We can put some shows on. Y'all don't hear me because we can do it. I know we can do it because y'all said I could. Y'all told me a long time ago, Huckleberry, you can do anything. So I'm going to believe that, and we're going to go on that fact, and we're going to get it done. Are y'all behind me?
I'm behind you.
All right. All right. Well, it's on like Donkey Kong. And I'm going to have Bobby Patterson on a couple of shows in the very near future. I'm going to have some of the other old regulars, and I'm going to see if R.L. Griffin will let me come in. He ain't seen me in a long while. Probably say, I don't know you. I don't remember you because he's a lot older than I am. You know, I'm a young cat versus R.L. Griffin. But anyhow, he gives one of the best blues shows you ever seen in your life. If you haven't never seen him, and I got a special friend that's never seen him. So we are coming to South Dallas. Oh, Lord, let me take that back. We are already in South Dallas. How are we, Miss Guru? Are we down at 4432 Malcolm X Boulevard in the Dr. Conrad building? Miss Guru's phone keep messing up. She's in a hot tub. But, Tracy, so we will be on. I just wanted to tell you all that and get it on, get it started. We got some folk that's upset, and that's what we're for. The Bunton Rising Neighborhood Citizens is there to solve problems. That's what we are there for. We are the Bunton Rising Neighborhood Services. And we are in Bunton, well, we're in South Dallas. We're moving. We're getting closer. We're at 4432 Malcolm X Boulevard, and we are there to solve the problems. So when people bring us problems such as this, Bobby Patterson was so upset, he got me excited. So we have to try to do something about it, and this is our thoughts. So what we're going to do is ask for support from the neighborhood and see what we can do. And since everybody's already said they're all in, it's on. The battle has begun. So where do we go from here? Y'all tell me. Because I'm blind. But I'm ready to fight. Tracy, what you think?
I feel you.
All right. Miss Green Lady, what you think?
You know I'm with you. I'm behind you 100.
All right. Well, you know what I said. We got to keep it 100. Pretty soon, Bunton Rising Neighborhood Services going to say keep it 1,000. Keep it 1,000 because 100 just ain't good enough. We trying to bring Bunton back. We trying to bring South Dallas back. And all of the businesses that we bring into the Southern Dallas area, in the as they call it, the Southern Dallas sector, is going to be appreciative of everything we put out. Because we're going to try to have our hands in some of everybody's business because it's going to be pretty soon all of our business that they succeed. And we want everybody to succeed, regardless of what kind of business they decide to put up, as long as it's legal. I tried to tell all my friends down there I'm coming back, but don't be trying to come up to my office telling me, say, man, let's open up a... it ain't going to work. So, but if you go open up a legal business and you need some ideas, you need some help, some finances or something, we can try to help you. We can try to come up with all kinds of stuff. But don't come to me talking about no shake houses and stuff. I tell y'all, I'm through with that.
Yeah, they
got me upset. They got me hot. They get me out of my lane, bringing up old time. We're not doing old time. I'm a new man. I got a new attitude. So, now, that's back over. Get that out the way real quick. Because I don't want you running up to my office with that game. I got new friends, and I'm going to have police up at my office every day listening at my conversations. Private detective checking your businesses out. So don't come up there with no front man, and you really a white man, and you got black brothers and you don't know nothing about business, talking about I want to open up this business. No, it don't work. So let's keep it real. But right now, we're into the business of having fun. We are going to set a date for us to go see R.L. Griffin and see if, in fact, we can start putting on some blues shows. And just so happens that South Dallas Cultural Center is right down the street from R.L. Blues Palace. So in our little excursions, make a run down there. You know, I have to be back in by midnight. You know, my... I'm just like Cinderella, baby. You know, my carriage turns into a pumpkin. You know all that shit, and I lose my golden slippers and stuff. I'm old. I got curfew. My eyes automatically close up at 12. You know.
I know. I hear that.
Can't hear. Can't see. You know all of that. So y'all take me out on an early excursion. Make sure we get there by 8 and leave early. but we make a couple of excursions. We'll put a list of places up where we want to go. We haven't been invited yet, but we'll get an invite from. And then we'll attend and see about helping them grow so that they can help us grow. That's how it works. Y'all,
right.
That's how it works. Help them grow to help us grow. And as we accumulate more friends and alliances, the better off we are. That's all it's about. And that's all about regrowing South Dallas, regrowing Oak Cliff. You know monies are fixing to start pouring into these areas, y'all. If you don't know, the real estate market is about to change. You're going to have, an election coming up during times of change. And you all should understand that every 4 years, we're going to have some upcoming problems that they foresee and they've planned for 20-some years. But we have undoubtedly not been planning for any of them. But we're about to change all of that because Bunton Rising Neighborhood Services is in the hood. We're from the hood, and as long as we re-educate each other and do the right thing, we can get it back, we can grow it back, and we can save some of our forefathers' property and ideas. That's all it's about, you all. Saving you the sweat and adversity of losing what you have because you think you're getting something good. It's all about watering your own yard, you know, swooping around your own front door. You know, the more you take care of your business, the less you have to take care of somebody else's. Y'all don't hear me, but then guess what? That's what it's all about. sooner or later we're going to have to get to the facts and the reality that sometimes we're doing ourselves a disservice by not trying to find out about, well, if I help my neighbor and my neighbor knows something about this here and that there, you know, people don't know their neighbors nowadays, but you got to start learning that, knowing your neighbors and let it extend. It's better than networking on a job, because the better you know your neighborhood and your area, the better you know, well, that property over there, Mr. So-and-so died, and his taxes might be, and I'm making this extra money over here, I could maybe pay his taxes and buy that, and I know sooner or later they moving in, and baby, let me tell y'all now, it's sooner. Oak Cliff and South Dallas fix to have a cultural swing that y'all ain't expecting. But, you know, I didn't have a way to tell y'all all at the same time like I do now. I got paid for a radio, already paid for. It's mine. And don't nobody pay me to talk. Don't nobody pay me to say nothing. So I got 10 more minutes, and usually that's my commentary time. I've been commentary right now all this whole hour, and I'm glad of it. I'm glad I got somebody listening that understand Uncle Bill's plan from a long time ago is now in place, and it's in order, and it's working. I got an office down on Malcolm X Boulevard at 4432 Malcolm X Boulevard. I got places that we can go. I got things we can do. We got to create a movement that's second to none, because if we don't, we're going to get pushed out of the market. Go to Plano and see how much property black folk own now. They don't. And they owned all of Plano at one time. Y'all don't understand. Y'all don't see what I'm getting at. Go to Richardson, where black folk used to have land, you know, Hamilton Park and stuff like that. Yeah. Those days, you see we're on it now. You see what I'm saying? When they went north with a purpose. And when they come back south, y'all, they come with a purpose. And if you don't believe my theory, go down to City Dallas Planning Committee. Go down, drive down Malcolm X. See how many corner lots you see open. This is not a theory, y'all. This is a guarantee of ownership. If you ride down Malcolm X and you ever go to South Dallas, and I use it because that's my home and I know the facts. You ride down Malcolm X, you see a whole lot of corner lots. Unused, open, dead space, cleaned off and everything, fenced in, all of that on damn near every corner, excuse my French, on almost every corner. This is my my time to just tell some facts. This is my commentary time. You go down Malcolm X and you see all of these empty lots, fenced in, looking good. Ain't nothing on them. If you don't pay no attention, if you don't really go down there looking for that, you're going to miss all of it. Y'all don't hear me. See? But if you go down there and you see all them fenced-in lots, all of them on the corner, you know, it's called prime property. It's called prime real estate. The corner lots. And each and every corner lot is successful there because they got purchased 50 years ago or longer, some of them. Folk knew they was coming back south. Y'all didn't. So y'all didn't buy the corner lots. And when y'all could have got corner lots, what y'all was saying was, I don't want to be on no corner. You know, dummy, you didn't know. Because it cost more at that time. But guess what? When they was for sale, it was like dirt cheap. But it was too much for you because you wanted your bird, you wanted your whiskey, whatever. We ain't going to get all into them facts. What we're going to get into is that the other property next to it is not worth money. The property next to that is not worth money. So what I'm saying is any property that you acquire in South Dallas is worth money.
Right.
And yes, some of it is still dirt cheap. But guess what? You're going to have to find out what it is. You're going to have to do your homework and do what you do. But even with that all untalked about and undone, there's other things that you can do in South Dallas as far as starting businesses, any kind of, you know, rent the property, lease it. Make sure you sign a long lease. Get you a small building and turn it into a large building by being successful. Y'all don't hear me? But it's things that you can do knowing what's coming. You remember when they had the gold rush? Oh, no, I ain't none of y'all that old. Gold rush back in the 1800s. The smartest man was the man that opened up the store. What they call it, where they sold the picks and shovels. Because when folks coming in for gold, they wasn't going to dig with their hands. He said he wasn't going to do no damn digging. He had soft hands like me. So he bought the store. And he bought 1 million picks and shovels. Because everybody that came needed a pick or a shovel. Y'all don't hear me? So, you know, the theory is, well, everybody going to need haircuts. Everybody, you know, there's books. If you stop eating them and start reading them, that'll tell you what's going to happen in 10 years. There are books and things. So if you don't want to know, get somebody next to you that want to know. Get somebody next to you that wants something, you know, because if the people that you are playing with and talking with and everything else associating with don't want nothing, ain't trying to get nothing, then I submit to you, you with the wrong people. So, with all that said and done, my commentary is almost over. So, I'm going to get him on the good side and say, I thank my wonderful niece, Miss Tracy Wynn, for showing up and standing up for her Uncle Bill. She just don't know. She just jumped back into the fire because Uncle Bill going to bug her to death. And it's going to be a Tracy Wynn Uncle Bill show. And what we're going to do is we'll tell you youngsters, we're going to tell you old folk how to come together and get something and do something. You know, there's ulterior motives in everything. But golly, hell, somebody in the damn crowd, excuse my French, I'm sorry, that's another dollar I owe to the pot. I owe $5. I ain't said the N-word tonight, and that's it. I ain't said the N-word. But get it all together, because I'm telling you, if your friends and stuff, if y'all don't never discuss how to make no extra money, how to get no, accumulate no extra money, and do something legal on the side, and where can we do that? I'm telling y'all now, it's in South Dallas. South Dallas going to be the mainstream media in a few years, and if we already there waiting on them, God dog, wouldn't that be a big surprise? Lord have mercy. Okay. All we need is our picks and shovels. If we can't got dog, we get none of that gold from them there hills, be able to sell something to them that's going to go after it. Y'all don't hear me? But, you know, a lot of people ain't hearing me, but I know Tracy Wynn heard me because she called in.
I said, you heard my call in. You didn't think I was going to call in. I called in.
Yeah. So, she knows that I talked the same language years and years ago. We all, God, though, if we all act like family and be like family, hey, it's too much for all of us to handle anyhow. So find you some friends that share your same type of intelligence. Find you some friends. I'm telling you, if you're not talking to friends that God dog, we ain't trying to accumulate no wealth or not trying to do nothing else and grow, you talking to some damn fool. Oh, I lost another dollar. God almighty. but you got to talk with somebody in the crowd that wants something different than what everybody else wants. Because, you know, I had a rich-minded young friend a long time ago, many, many years ago, at least 20 years ago. He was telling folk about Dart buses. He said, man, y'all, we need to do something. We need to make Dart put our signs on their buses. And stuff. Man, people in the office laughed at him. He was a young dude, just finished from Gremlin. And, man, people last him all the way back to Florida. He said, I'm leaving Dallas. Dallas ain't big enough for me. He went back to Florida and made $250,000. Guess what? He come back here after making all this money and stuff. He come back here and he now works for a dog. And So, you know, it's just miracles do happen. And we got to start believing them and believe in them that they work for you. So with my time up, I got some extra time because I paid for this show. But this is the way we're going. This is the way we're rolling. And for all of y'all that call in and listen, I applaud y'all for being intelligent enough to listen to a wise old man. Ooh, I said that about myself. I'm good.
Hello.
Well, I'm going to holler. I'm going to let y'all go. But guess what? I'll be back tomorrow night because this excited me. But tomorrow night I'm going to try to have Jimmy Ellis, Jimmy the Preacher Man Ellis, or some of the other blues singers, maybe even R.L. Griffin. I can beg for him, beg him to see if he'll let me come visit with a few of my friends. Y'all don't hear me, but I'm coming. Oh, I keep forgetting. I'm already there. I'm at 4432 Malcolm X Boulevard, Bunton Rising Neighborhood Services. I got that out the way real quick. Bunton Rising Neighborhood Services. Ask Uncle Billy and the Bunton Rising Radio applause all of you all for listening. Thank you. We had a great time. And guess what? We got the word out. We bringing blues back. We bringing the blues back. No matter what nobody said. What's that other old song? Can't nothing stop us now? Something like that. I'm old. I can't remember all of that. But I appreciate you all for listening. Thank you. And y'all have a great evening. Tracy Wynn, you know I love you. I'm going to talk with you in a minute. Y'all holler. I'll holler. Good night. Bye. Ciao. Holler at us.